You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Jordan Klepper.
So much to talk about tonight. Joe Biden is getting a celebrity makeover. New Yorkers are furious that traffic might go away. And Leslie Jones is joining us tonight. Plus, the legend Huey Lewis will be here. Let's get into headlines. Let's begin with the breaking news. Sam Bankman-Fried, disgraced crypto mogul and man who got bitten by a radioactive pube, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for all his crypto scams. Now, hopefully this saga has taught people not to fall for the easy money scam that is Bitcoin.
Bitcoin on fire, touching another all-time high yesterday.
Bitcoin hits another record. The world's largest cryptocurrency surged above $72,000 today, a new all-time high.
Buy Bitcoin. Use kids' college tuition accounts. Sure thing. Yeah, not a problem. Speaking of money, let's move on to one of the foundational principles of American democracy. Money. The green was out today when President Joe Biden made history with the biggest one-day cash grab of all time.
The Biden campaign just announced that its blinged-out fundraiser in New York tonight has already raised $25 million. The event will feature former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and a huge list of others.
They will be assembling more than 5,000 supporters at Radio City Music Hall for this first-of-its-kind fundraiser. One batch of supporters who will have a photo taken by famed photographer Annie Leibovitz of themselves and the three presidents.
Wow. Biden, Obama, and Clinton all in one show. It's like Coachella for the kids who ask the teacher for more homework. I mean, this fundraiser is serious. Some people are spending $500,000 to be there. And guys, I'm sorry, this just feels gross. $500,000 for access to a president? I mean, that's not how democracy should work. Save that money for Supreme Court justice. You know? Much better bang for your buck. Be smart. Shell out for an RV and a jet ski and you're there. I will say, it must be a unique experience to have your picture taken with three presidents. And it's not just any photographer. It's Annie Leibovitz, maybe the most famous photographer. She did that one of Demi Moore pregnant and naked, John Lennon hugging Yoko naked, Sting in the desert naked. The point is, you are going to have to be naked. Don't worry, Bill Clinton is way ahead of you. So, it'll be fine. It's totally fine. It'll be fine. Let's move on, because while the presidents are hobnobbing in New York City, the rest of us have to deal with the traffic. Now, every city is all too familiar with the side effects of traffic. Delays, pollution, flipping someone off a mile back, and now you're stuck next to them for an hour. But now, New York City might have just found a solution.
Here in New York, the first in the nation congestion pricing plan set to begin soon, charging drivers a $15 toll to enter Midtown Manhattan.
The MTA says 700,000 vehicles enter this part of the city every weekday, and the new tolls will help curb congestion and possibly generate billions of dollars for improvements to mass transit. But for many New York City commuters, they're saying no thanks.
Another $15 just to get to work, which is just, that's absurd.
And for each and every one of you, there is a special place in hell for you. All right? Lucifer waits for you. He waits for you.
He sounds mad. But if you don't know, in New York, that's a typical greeting. Hey, Jerry! Lucifer waits in hell for you, you son of a bitch! How are the kids? Sadie, is she good? See you at the Montessori drop-off, you jack-off. Now, personally, I can see the upsides to congestion pricing. It's better for the environment, it reduces traffic, there's fewer cars on the road, so there's more space for you to get hit by delivery bikes. But, understandably, people are upset. And the last thing I want is angry drivers in New York. I mean, can you imagine? New York's already too expensive. A beer, $15. Grab a lunch, that's $40. You want to get a handy from Times Square Elmo? Not in this economy. For more on the congestion pricing, we go live to Grace Kulenschmidt. Yeah. Grace. Now, Grace, you're also a commuter like me. I assume you'll be sucking it up and paying the congestion fee, too.
No. Maybe you're a sheep, but not me.
Grace, I'm not a sheep.
Bah, that's what you sound like, Jordan.
Okay.
Bah, I'm gonna shear you and make a lovely sweater. Look, I'm not just gonna pay a congestion fee just because the law says I have to. That's not what America is about. Check your constitution, bro.
You mean the document that is a collection of laws? That's what you're talking about?
Bah.
Okay. Grace, you can't avoid the fee. They'll have cameras that will catch you driving into the city.
Yeah, on the roads. That's why I'm going to drive through the sewers. It's fast, it's efficient, and you might run into a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I mean, Ninja Turtles aren't real, Grace.
So I was hooking up with four normal teenage turtles?
For all our sakes, I'm gonna move on. I should point out, you can't actually fit a car in the sewers.
Okay, then how about this? The fees only apply to cars and trucks. So I buy a Boeing 737. They're super cheap right now.
Those are really dangerous.
Yeah, to fly, I'm gonna drive it, idiot.
Okay. Grace, wouldn't it just be easier to take the subway?
No, it's a hellhole down there, Jordan. Have you ever heard of subway flashing?
Yes, I know it's a big problem.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even react when you do it. Everyone's on their phones. It's very hurtful.
Okay, Grace, just take the subway.
There's got to be a better way. I know. I'm gonna dig a tunnel under the cameras so I can avoid them. And then over time, I'll extend that tunnel to connect to different areas of the city.
You're describing the subway.
I'm describing an underground utopia. And I am gonna call it the subway.
Okay, Grace Kulenschmidt, everybody. When we come back, Leslie Jones will be joining us. Don't go away.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next-generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
I've been sharing my opinions on the news, and rightfully so. They're pretty great opinions. But studies show that other people also have opinions. So here with another installment of In My Opinion is our good friend, Leslie Jones.
Yes! That's right. Your favorite auntie is back to straighten out America. Because America needs me. Lord, have mercy. The election is now less than 8 months away, and guess what? America is on the path to doing something really, really stupid.
New Fox News polls finding former President Trump leading President Biden by 5 points nationally in a head-to-head matchup. This is his biggest lead yet against Joe Biden. Just over half of those voters said that they are worse off today than compared to 2020.
A new CBS News poll shows 46% of registered voters remember the Trump-era presidency as excellent or good, compared to President Biden's 33%.
If the election were held today, even Democrats, I know, think that Trump would win.
What the f*** is wrong with us? Seriously! This is like a movie where you see the disaster coming from a mile away and nobody is stopping it! Every time I turn on the news, I'm shouting at the screen like it's a horror movie. Don't go in there, America! Leatherface is in there, America! I mean, are we gonna really bring back a man who tried to overthrow the government? This is like asking Jeffrey Epstein to watch your kids. Or a pedophile priest to watch your kids. Or that sick who used to work at Nickelodeon to watch your kids. Hey, how about we do this? Don't let anybody watch your kids! And listen, I know some people don't care about January 6th, but let me remind you about something real quick. He was also a terrible f***ing president before that! Really not remember? I know we don't have the attention spans anymore, but how can you forget the man who wanted to nuke a hurricane? That actually happened. And the thing that gets me the most is there are people who are saying we're worse off than we were in 2020. In 2020, we didn't even have f***ing toilet paper. We was wiping our ass with family photos. And listen, I know the pandemic wasn't Trump's fault, but Trump made it worse every chance he got. Don't you people remember the kind of advice he was giving us?
President Trump suggested, without facts, that bleach injections might fight COVID.
And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning?
He told us to inject ourselves with disinfectant! We turned to him for advice, and dude was like, kill yourself. I could go on and on about why it would be a terrible idea to bring back Trump. But you know what? I guess I shouldn't be surprised that America is about to do something that we know is harmful to us, because that is what we always do. Look at how we treat our own bodies. We know we need to sleep 8 hours a night, but we stay up all night scrolling onto our phone until it falls on our damn face. We know we should take care of our mental health, but we entertain ourselves by watching documentaries of f***ing serial killers. We know we should go to the doctor, but instead, we get medical advice from the internet. Listen, I'm guilty of it too. When I feel sick, I look up symptoms on WebMD. I know it's irresponsible, but I can't control myself, probably because I'm dying of scurvy. We are constantly making decisions that we know are bad for us. We know we should be eating healthy, but instead, we eat like shit. We're out here eating double-stuffed Oreos and triple-decker sandwiches. We stack our food like a f***ing Jenga. You know what has only one layer? A goddamn carrot! Just look at the lengths we go. Just look at the lengths we go to for fast food. Look at it.
Well, this week we learned the answer to the age-old question, how long would you wait in line just for an In-N-Out burger?
At the store's first location in Idaho, some patrons had to wait as long as 8 hours. This week's opening featured customers even braving cold temperatures to camp out overnight just to be the first in line.
You disgusting, gluttonous motherfucker. 8 hours? I'm not a mathematician, but if you're waiting 8 hours for fast food, it ain't fast food no more. Unbelievable! Some of the stuff we eat shouldn't even be legal. In fact, in some countries, it's not legal. There's shit that's been banned in Europe because it gives you cancer. And we're like, nah, we good. Because we don't care enough to make good decisions. It's even acceptable in America to binge drink as an adult. Listen, it's cute at 21. But baby, at 45, that's called alcoholism. And after eating like shit, we know we should be exercising, but instead, we're doing shit like this.
And next, you've always wanted six-pack abs, but can't seem to get to the gym. Now there's a shortcut for that. Researchers at the University of Miami have developed a new plastic surgery technique called abdominal etching. It can reshape belly fat to make you look like you spent a lot of time at the gym. Tools and some foam, this is surgery, are used to sculpt abdominal fat to accentuate muscle lines, typically 6 for men and 3 vertical lines for women.
Jesus wept. What is wrong with you people? You can't trick people into thinking that you got fake abs. That's why we got Spanx. I can't believe that this is what we got our scientists working on. Forget about curing diseases. We got to make Jordan look like he doing sit-ups.
I mean, you Maybe we use a different name for that joke.
No, I think that's a good name. I think it makes the joke perfect.
Like a Paul or a Steve
Jordan, it's just great.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of...
But it's not just Jordan. We all make wrong decisions from food to exercise to mental health. Last but not least, most importantly, we know we shouldn't be dating DJs. But here I am, swiping right on every f***ing guy with DJ in his bio. Now I'm on the third hour of listening to his new song, and the beat still hasn't dropped. Drop the f***ing beat, DJ Andre! I gotta go get some sleep! So here's an idea, America. How about for at least this election, for this one thing, let's not do the obviously stupid thing that we know we shouldn't do. And that means you're gonna have to put in some effort. It means getting involved in the political process. It means not sitting on your ass just because you're not in love with the choices. I know you like fast food. But this time, let's eat a carrot instead of voting for a guy who looks like a carrot.
Thank you, Leslie. We come back to you and Lewis for the joining me on the show. Don't go away.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a Grammy Award-winning artist who sold over 30 million records. His songs inspired the new Broadway musical, The Heart of Rock and Roll. Please welcome Huey Lewis. I know that helps with the hearing. How do I sound, Huey?
Yeah, that helps my hearing.
Wonderful.
Thanks to Starkey Hearing Institute for that.
The right Starkey there. Hearing Institute?
Yep.
Thank you very much. Yep. You know what they did?
Exactly.
They brought together Huey Lewis and the fake news. Finally together. Together at once. It is an honor to have you here in New York. Thank you very much.
I hate to tell you, my news is kind of fake, too. So there.
What? Don't break my heart, Huey. You're here. You got a big Broadway musical opening tomorrow. The previews start tomorrow.
Right.
And I'm curious, you 30 million records sold, 12 top 10 hits. How do you start to narrow down what makes it into the heart of rock and roll?
Which songs make it into the?
Yeah.
Well, it came about because a producer called Tyler Mitchell, who's my neighbor's friend, was a big fan of ours. And I was over at my neighbor's house for my birthday, and he was there. And my neighbor's a big musical theater buff, and said, you know, suggested to his son-in-law, Tyler, you should do a musical. We started talking about Mamma Mia and how much we love Mamma Mia. And he says, you should do a musical with Huey's music. And so he said, what do you think? I said, sure, give it a try. And he went off with his pal John Abrams and came back with a very nice idea.
Yeah. You're saying that's all it takes? If I ran into you like a decade ago and said, your music is great, it's known worldwide, people love it, you should do more of it publicly, like I could be working with you right now?
Yeah. Well.
Shit!
Actually, you know, it took 9 years. So and what they did, what Tyler and John did was they printed out all of our lyrics, right? And put them up on the wall and then just lived with them. And I guess there was some jogging involved and listening to lyrics. And this story emerged that's really, pretty compelling.
I was going to say, now, in creating a musical, you have to create a narrative. But these songs are written singularly. Do you... How does that look to take a step back? Do you feel like there was a sense of narrative to those songs to begin with, or is it sort of a reinvention of what was there?
Yeah, it's a reimagining the tunes, really. And, you know, they worked in a certain way anyway, but we had to tweak them a little bit in order to push the story forward, because the songs have to push the story forward, you know. But by the same token, you don't want to lose the integrity of the song, so that's the little balancing act, you know.
So now the musical's set in the 80s, correct?
It's just set in the 80s, and we had a lot of fun with that.
I'm sure. I'm sure. It's so interesting because I will admit the first cassette I ever bought, A Small World by Huey Lewis and the News.
Wow.
Yes. And I used to dance around the house to sports with my family. You've been very...
That's a little too much information.
Sorry, okay. My child was conceived. Do you want more of this? Do you want more? The heart of rock and roll is still beating. I gotta tell you, it works, Huey. It works.
Well,
let me tell you. Thump, 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 thump. It really sets the mood. What I will say is, as a fan, it's fun to go back and look at some of the videos from the 80s because you look at the music videos in the 80s, and you were sort of on the forefront of a new art form. The music videos on MTV, and when I'm reapproaching watching some of them, what's so interesting is I feel like your music videos, unlike many of the ones at the time, had a real comedic sensibility. That you're not only presenting the songs, you found a way to inject humor into it. And so you're sort of at this new art form. You're pushing this forward, this art and this music beyond. But you're also finding your way sort of as a comedic character and a comedian.
Right.
Did you feel yourself doing that at the time?
I think I should get some kind of an award for that.
Exactly.
Don't you?
Do you like Fiji water? shit! Get Huey Lewis an award, for God's sakes!
No, I mean, honestly, MTV, the videos were a necessary evil. You know, we started off as an audio band, and you write this song which tells this story, and now, oh my gosh, you got to make a video. So so what we decided we were going to do them ourselves. We had a very Hollywood producer. The record company got him to do our very first video. This is Do You Believe in Love, where we're all in bed, and we're pointing at the girl. There's six of us in bed pointing at the girl singing. And we shot this video all day. And then, and I remember we went to see the rough cut. And oh my gosh, there was the record company was there, and the video company and all of it. There were probably 20 people. And he announced that this was going to see the run through. It hadn't been colorized yet. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing when it's colorized. But here we go. And he plays this video. And turns the lights off, and my heart sank. I thought it was the worst thing I'd ever seen. Just horrible. And when it ended, everybody stood up and gave us a standing ovation. So I remember thinking to myself clearly, clearly there's no really, nobody knows anything about this. we're writing our own songs and we're producing our own music. We should be doing our own videos. Yeah. So, and that's what we did. And we you know, threw the song in the dumper, as it were. Don't retell the story. Mm-hmm. Just goof around and have fun. Mm-hmm. and be funny.
I think it did.
You said that a little better than I did, actually.
I want to give you credit. I would give you an award. I feel like you perfected the comical take over the fancy sunglasses.
Right. That was a big one for me.
It was a big one, right? Did you practice that in the mirror?
Varney sunglasses, by the way, at the time.
Are you trying to get a sponsorship here? Is this what's... Huey, always moving it.
Starkey, Varney.
Okay, Fiji water. We get it, Huey. Huey, it's not Huey Lewis and the Plugs, all right? There was a wonderful documentary that came out recently that looked at the behind the scenes of We Are the World.
Yeah.
And you talk about your experiences in that amazing, wild night of pop music. I think what was so fascinating about watching that documentary is... One, I was wondering, on a night like that, are people aware of the cameras there? There's no cell phones. People don't have assistants in that room. And I was shocked by how sober everybody was, except for Al Jarreau. But it's surprising. I don't know if you could do something like that day. Were people as sober as...
Well, I mean, you know, there was check your ego at the door. Well, clearly nobody was going to pull an ego trip on this group, right?
Yeah.
And so I think we all were a little nervous, except Stevie Wonder, who was not nervous.
No, not at all.
And I don't think Stevie's ever nervous, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And so was there, again, not something like that had never happened before, I think with the presence of cameras there, did that add a tension in that room?
Well, actually, there weren't that many cameras, and we were so focused on the... I think it was pretty transparent, actually. I mean, what was interesting is that I think we all realized, or I certainly did, that this was going to be the career event of my life. You know, I was barely 30 years old, and I'm thinking, what could be more... amazing than this, and I think a lot of us kind of felt that way. There's still a kind of a bond between all the people who were on that night, and mm-hmm. it was just an amazing evening. Obviously,
there's a moment in there where Stevie Wonder throws out the idea of singing in Swahili, which seemed to really split the room.
Yeah,
Waylon Jennings, I believe, walked out.
Yeah, and actually, what happened? And I don't think it's in the documentary, but Waylon walked out, but. And it clearly wasn't going to happen. Uh-huh. And as we were kind of getting involved there, and it was late, it was like 3-4 in the morning at this point, and Ray Charles is in the front row, and he goes, "Ring the bell, Quincy, ring the bell."
It's time to move on.
Like, let's go, yeah.
Somebody brought a fact up. They were like, "You're 1984, Sports was number one album. It was on the charts for quite some time. In fact, that year, there were only 4 other albums that were the number one album that year. That was...
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out.
I want to humble you here a little bit, okay? See if you can turn this in a way to get some sponsorship, okay? Thriller was the number one album, Footloose, Born in the USA, and Purple Rain. That's a good year for music.
It was a good year.
If you had to marry or kill... Footloose, Born in the USA, Purple Rain, or Thriller. What do you do?
If you have to do what now?
Yeah, okay.
What do I have to do?
Think back to the Heart of Rock and Roll and what happened back in my bedroom back in the day. You have to one of these albums. So make love to the album.
One of those records.
The metaphorical idea of the album.
Okay.
Make love to the album. You have to marry the album, like engage in matrimony with the album.
Okay.
A real commitment with the album.
Okay.
Or kill, be done with one of the albums.
Okay.
Out of those 4 albums, you have to make love to one, you have to commit yourself, marry to the other, and you have to execute one.
Wow. Wow, that's tough.
It's tough.
I'm gonna execute Footloose because Kenny Loggins won't mind. He's a good guy.
Okay.
I'm gonna.
Everybody, cut. That's an easy one.
I'm gonna make love to Born in the USA. and I'm going to fall in love with Thriller.
Yeah, you're going to fall in love with Thriller.
I actually.
Yeah.
I like Off the Walls out Michael's album a little better actually than Thriller even.
Really?
If I don't mind me saying that.
You like a little bit of that disco dance vibe to it all.
Oh yeah, Rock With You. Ooh, I gotta listen to that over and over.
I think Dangerous is an underrated album.
See? There you go.
Look at this. We could do this forever. I could pitch you on a musical like, hey, why don't you use your own songs? It's a great hit. We could make some money off this, Huey. Huey, before I let you go, it's so interesting. You are a beloved musician. It's so funny. I was talking to you a little bit backstage when I told the folks, or when we were told that Huey Lewis was coming on The Daily Show. People of all ages who work on this show, they love you, and they're so excited that you're here. You bring such goodwill to people. And I heard the story that in Back to the Future, Robert Zemeckis told you that Marty McFly, his favorite, the fictional character Marty McFly, his favorite band would be Huey Lewis and the News.
Right.
Then in American Psycho, Patrick Bateman's favorite band to kill Jared Leto to is Huey Lewis and the News. And so in a fictional universe, you appeal both to a person who is a time traveler and a person who is a psycho killer. You are that universal.
And you know what? That is fresh material for a musical.
Preview for the Heart of Rock and Roll begin tomorrow, March 29th, at the James Earl Jones Theater. Huey Lewis. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
That's our show for tonight. Now here it is, your moment of zen.
You might not like what I'm saying, but it's a fact. You are BSing New Yorkers. The MTA is a money pit.
We pay taxes. Where's the money going? Now you're going to tax us again just to move around New York City?
Walking's better than paying.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.